And there's all kinds of additives, and some of them very toxic. And even the people selling it think it's 100% organic.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Roberta. And that's one of the things we fought at a Codex meeting, the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. I still remember in Rome, they were changing the definition of organic so that it would include, I think it was up to 5%, but I could be wrong on that now after all these years, but 5% of non-organic, not additives, but residue, and it could still be claimed to be organic. And the same thing with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, definition as well. It allows some of this. So you're absolutely right. It's not necessarily purely organic, but I kind of gathered from what Mark was saying, although he didn't say it directly, the guy from called in just before you, is that sounded like he probably was growing his own organic, so he had better control over it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a huge problem. So we aren't getting it, but at least it's better than nothing. It's like the wine in California, you know, it's loaded with glyphosate unless it's organic wine, and then it still has glyphosate. It just has significantly less glyphosate.
It leaks in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about the National Health Federation.
Well, the National Health Federation is the world's oldest health freedom organization. It's also the most experienced one, and it's the only one that has a seat at Codex. It's accredited by Codex as an INGO, again, International Non-Governmental Organization. So contrary to our name, we aren't just national, we're international, but we started in 1955. So we're about to celebrate next year our 70th anniversary. And we're the ones who are responsible for people still being able to get vitamins. We're the ones who stopped fluoridation in the public water supply throughout many states and communities. We're the ones who stopped the malathion spraying in California at a time. We're the ones who have fought for you, unknown to many, at Codex meetings for, well, 25 years now. And so we're there for the consumers and the others. And the time when we were organized, we were the only game in town. Now there are a whole bunch of other health freedom organizations, but we're still the only ones with the seat at Codex making global, effects or having global effects. So anyway, I hope anyone out there listening will join us, dnhf.com. At least sign up for the e-list. We don't rat you out to other organizations or anything. We keep your email address secret with us and safe with us, so you don't get spammed or anything. And we have these monthly brainstorm meetings. We have one a week from, no, this Friday, I think. This coming Friday, we have a Zoom session that you can attend if you sign up on our email list today.
Let's go to Eric, truck driving in Indiana. Welcome to the show. Hi, Eric.
Hello, George. Great guest tonight and everything. I just want to say that I don't see how we can combat anything with this food processing the way they got it going on nowadays, because it seems like everything we eat, we like, you know. But how do you move away from that? I mean, how do you choose? But yeah, it's just like these chemtrails. You can't grow. You seem like your gardens don't grow as good since these chemtrails started out too. So how do you explain that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, and excellent points, because there's a lot of aluminum and barium that's being dumped on our soils. I mean, the aluminum content in our soils, certainly in the northwestern part of the U.S., is like more than 1,000% higher than normal aluminum levels in the soil. So where is that all coming from? And so it is a problem, but I think it really gets down to individual discipline. People just have to be, one, motivated, and as the world gets more and more polluted, we're more and more motivated, I think, and I know I certainly am. And the other thing is you just have to be disciplined. You read labels. You don't buy food that has fructose glucose syrup in it because you know that's going to blow out your liver and it's going to make you fat. You don't drink anything with aspartame in it or eat anything with aspartame in it because it'll do the same thing, plus give you a good case of brain cancer, or breast cancer. And you just avoid the bad things. And if it's artificial or you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. And those are, you know, getting back to what George said earlier, isn't it a matter of common sense? And I think he's absolutely right. And I think it comes down to common sense. And you, Eric, are absolutely right, too. It's hard to wean people off this addiction of taste or off of sugar or things that are addictive like that. But people just have to be disciplined, realize, look, you know, you can shovel food into your mouth, but you'll be 1 foot closer to the grave or to ill health or, you know, and who wants to die of Parkinson's? That's like one of the worst ways to die.
Exactly. Scotty, keep in touch with us, my friend. You do a great job. Up next.
Friend, there's all kinds of additives, and some of them very toxic. And even the people selling it think it's 100% organic.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Roberta. And that's one of the things we fought at a Codex meeting. The Codex Committee on Food Labeling, I still remember in Rome, they were changing the definition of organic so that it would include, I think it was up to 5%, but I could be wrong on that now after all these years, but 5% of non-organic, not additives, but residue, and it could still be claim to be organic. And the same thing with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, definition as well. It allows some of this. So you're absolutely right. It's not necessarily purely organic. But I got kind of gathered from what Mark was saying, although he didn't say it directly, the guy from called in just before you, is that it sounded like he probably was growing his own organic, so he had better control over it. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a huge problem. So we aren't getting it, but at least it's better than nothing. It's like the wine in California, you know, it's loaded with glyphosate unless it's, organic wine. And then it still has glyphosate. It just has significantly less glyphosate.
It leaks in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about the National Health Federation.
Well, the National Health Federation is the world's oldest health freedom organization. It's also the most experienced one, and it's the only one that has a seat at Codex. It's accredited by Codex as an INGO, again, International Non-Governmental Organization. So contrary to our name, we aren't just national, we're international, but we started in 1955. So we're about to celebrate next year our 70th anniversary, and we're the ones who are responsible for people still being able to get vitamins. We're the ones who stopped fluoridation in the public water supply throughout many states and communities. We're the ones who stopped the malathion spraying in California at a time. We're the ones who have fought for you, unknown to many, at Codex meetings for, well, 24, 25 years now. And so we're there for the consumers and the others. And the time when we were organized, we were the only game in town. Now there are a whole bunch of other health freedom organizations, but we're still the only ones with a seat at Codex making global, you know, global effects or having global effects. So anyway, I hope anyone out there listening will join us, dnhf.com. At least sign up for the e-list. We don't rat you out to other organizations or anything. We keep your email address secret with us and safe with us so you don't get spammed or anything. And we have these monthly brainstorm meetings. We have one a week from, no, this Friday, I think. This coming Friday, we have a Zoom session that you can attend if you sign up on our email list today.
Let's go to Eric, truck driving in Indiana. Welcome to the show. Hi, Eric.
Hello, George. Great guest tonight and everything. I just want to say that I don't see how we can combat anything with this food processing the way they got it going on nowadays, because it seems like everything we eat, we like, you know. But how do you move away from that? I mean, how do you choose? But, yeah, it's just like these chemtrails. You can't grow. You seem like your gardens don't grow as good since these chemtrails started out. Too. So how do you explain that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, and excellent points, because there's a lot of aluminum and barium that's being dumped on our soils. I mean, the aluminum content in our soils, certainly in the northwestern part of the U.S., is like more than 1,000% higher than normal aluminum levels in the soil. So where is that all coming from? And so it is a problem, but I think it really gets down to individual discipline. People just have to be, one, motivated, and as the world gets more and more polluted, we're more and more motivated, I think, and I know I certainly am. And the other thing is you just have to be disciplined. You read labels. You don't buy food that has fructose glucose syrup in it, because you know that's going to blow out your liver and it's going to make you fat. You don't drink anything with aspartame in it or eat anything with aspartame in it, because it'll do the same thing, plus give you a good case of brain cancer, or breast cancer. And you just avoid the bad things. And if it's artificial or you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. And those are, you know, getting back to what George said earlier, isn't it a matter of common sense? And I think he's absolutely right. And I think it comes down to common sense. And you, Eric, are absolutely right, too. It's hard to wean people off this addiction of taste or off of sugar or things that are addictive like that. But people just have to be disciplined, realize, look, you know, you can shovel food into your mouth, but you'll be 1 foot closer to the grave or to ill health or, you know, and who wants to die of Parkinson's? That's like one of the worst ways to die.
Exactly. Scotty, keep in touch with us, my friend. You do a great job. Up next,